come to Mishnah. Hamudra anam chaveray. Somebody bans Hana from his friends. The nichnas levakray, and we don't know who's visiting whom. Right? Reuven banned Shimon from pleasure from him. We don't know if Shimon visiting Reuven is Reuven visiting Shimon. We have no idea. The Mishnah doesn't say. Aymed avalo yeshev. He can visit him standing, but he can't sit down. Umarabai refuas nefesh, and he can heal him on his own illnesses. And the Gemara will elaborate on this. Avalo refuas mamon. He cannot heal his animals. He cannot be his veterinarian. Zog to Gemara. The Maya schema. Who is visiting whom? Monetary healing means pashtus. I think the Rush says. What does the Rush say? He doesn't say anything. Again, it's going to be a shayla in the Gemara. Two translations. I think we'll leave it for the Gemara. Frankly, Gemara by Maya Skinan. What are we talking about? Who can visit whom? Is it that the sick person cannot have hana from the visitor, right? Okay, so we're talking about Shimon can't have hana from Reuven, and Reuven is coming to visit Shimon, and we're allowing it because it's a mitzvah, because Reuven is not interested in the pleasure of it; he wants to do the mitzvah bigger chaylum. So I feel the Nami, why can't he sit? It's the mitzvah. Ibe shenichti chayil asurim amavakar. Is it that Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, right? And Shimon is visiting Reuven. Sorry, no. Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon, and Reuven's visiting Shimon. I feel like Menamiloi. He can go do a mitzvah, but he can't have pleasure from standing in Shimon's house. It's pleasurable to be in somebody's house, walk through his house, and therefore, he shouldn't be able to visit him. So again, if the Chayla bans his things from the Mavakir, right? The Mavakir can't have pleasure from the Chayla.
What's the present he's getting by going to
today's house? Drisus Harego. The Rishonim say Drisus Harego. Being in the guy's house. That's what the Rishonim.
What present am I getting from going to the guy's house?
Standing in his house. Being there, yeah, it's pleasurable, it's nice, it's warm, it's comfortable.
Maybe it's hot or cold.
Again, I'm just telling you what the Rishonim say. I understand your question. But they say it's the, you're having hana, the Ran's lashon is nana bedrisa sorego. Stepping with the foot. Drisa sorego. The Rash doesn't say anything. I don't know what you mean.
You know, I know that you get him a cup of hot water. Give him a cup of hot water.
That was a father and a son who wanted to learn. That hatchet that we learned yesterday, they can get him a kais, is only when the father banned him so he should learn, so he didn't mean these little things that are not going to stare his learning. This is not a general rule for everybody that's a sabana. No.
He gave the
Rashba
that says entering a more sheltered or private place.
Okay. That's Drisa Sorego. Zucht the Rush. Affiliation Nami. Danos covered by Hashiva Hano, Loisra Lachaila. The mitzvah covered. So the Rush is dissecting this. Right? Reuven, Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, and Reuven's coming to visit him. So now, the honor that Shimon feels that Reuven took out of his time to come visit him is Hano, but that's canceled by the fact that Reuven's doing a mitzvah. So therefore, Reuven's not interested in giving Shimon that pleasure, and therefore, it's mutter. So therefore, ve'ena chayla nana medrisa sarego, and the chayla doesn't get any pleasure here from being in a sheltered place. He's in a sheltered place anyway. So the question is, what is the chayla getting from the mavakir? What pleasure? The honor of being visited is canceled by the fact that the guy's doing a mitzvah. So what else is the chayla receiving from the mavakir? Avapi shlenichnas manasoy elitzarech hachayla. Even though he's not going in for his own pleasure, he's going in to give the chayla, like to go visit the chayla, and he's not having hanor from the fact that he's in a sheltered place. He didn't come in. He's not getting any pleasure from it. But it'd be a tema to say that Reuven can't walk into Shimon's house because Shimon gets pleasure from Reuven being in his sheltered place. Shimon is not getting pleasure from that. Shimon's getting pleasure from the fact that he's being visited. Reuven is doing a mitzvah. That's what the Rosh is saying. Talk to Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Now there's going to be three answers in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Reuven's visiting Shimon. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. What happens is people get paid to visit and sit down, and they don't get paid for visiting and remain standing. So therefore, if Reuven visits Shimon and doesn't charge him, and he sits, and this is something that people charge for, that I visited you and I sat down, I can charge you. So therefore, I'm not charging you. I'm giving you hanah. I'm giving you hanah that I'm not taking money from you. I'm saving you money directly. You're supposed to pay me like the Magzer Aveda, the Malkim Shanaim Laskar. Therefore, you can't take it. And Amida, nobody gets paid for. So there's no hanah. That's what the Gemara says. Frank, the Gemara, my Pisca. What? I mean, how'd you know this? Like, where does this happen? That they take schar in yeshiva and they don't take schar in amida. If you get paid, you get paid. You don't get paid, you don't get paid. Dr. Gemara Kamash Malan. I'll give you more a second. One second. You have to wait till the Gemara. Kamash Malan. The Abba Makim Shnaitan schar yeshiva by Elamishko, al amida loy by Elamishko. Even in the place that they pay people to be Mavaka Chayla, the sick person pays people to visit him, he only pays for people to sit down. He doesn't pay for people who remain standing. Why? Zuck to Rush. Mabakim Shanait Maschara Yeshiva. Who Isa Mechinam, and he does it for free. Who Michael Laschar, he's being Michael the Schar, Umaneu, and he's giving him pleasure. Al Hamidu Loiboy Lemishko, the Nirik Mavaza Mitzvah Bikur. Taking money to stand there, you're embarrassing the Mitzvah Bikur Chaylam. You can't do it for free. Now, the minute is to pay. They only pay for the guy to go the extra mile and he sits down. Standing is the basic Bikur Chaylam. You don't do this, it's Mavaza the Mitzvah Bikur Chaylam. What's the problem?
No,
not true. It's the minig to get paid for sitting there.
Sitting down is much easier than
standing. Again, it's the Chayla that's getting done on now.
I understand you. Who's paid by
this? No. It's not the Hanah that the Chayla gets him to visit, because that's a mitzvah. It has to be the money that he's saving. So that's what the Gemara is saying.
That's understandable. But that standing up is not a nice thing to do.
It's not saying that. It is not saying that standing up is mavazim. No. It's not saying that visiting a guy by standing, you're being mavazim, Mrs. Vigilhelem. It's not saying that. It's saying if you take money for that, you're mavaz in a Bikur Chayla. There's nothing wrong in visiting a guy and remaining standing. It's fine. The mitzvah Bikur Chayla. This was a place where they paid for Bikur Chayla. But they only paid for Bikur Chayla if you went a little bit extra. Doing the basic is a bazillion to get paid for. That's what the Gemara says.
You're going the extra mile, which is more comfortable to you.
And more comfortable for the Chayla, probably. But that's not the point. You're not, right? People paid for that. And therefore, you can't take money for Amida because that's embarrassing the mitzvah.
Again, let's put it in 2024.
No, but
you visit someone in the hospital, him knowing the owner you're coming is going to get about to get paid, that doesn't feel really good. You know, and like you mavazah the mitzvah, the whole thing should make the guy feel good. So, doing the mitzvah, the open mitzvah, yeah, getting on one, I'm going so I can get paid. Like, well, shkaya. It's a big
misfeed.
I don't get the whole. Forgive me.
What can I tell you? I didn't have a problem with this. Guy, he sits down.
You know,
home.
I come visit you, Rebbe,
and you
have to pay me now. I just can't visit you. That feels really good. What are you, now you're costing me money. I'm like, bad enough, I'm in the matzah, I'm in. Now I got to pay more money. I got to start doctors, I got to pay. Now I got to pay you.
Don't
thank you.
Don't care. I honestly can't answer the question. I hear what you're saying, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Yes? What's your question? I cut you off, middle.
No. Why Pascha just meant... why is there a difference?
No, the Gemara wants to know why you're assuming that. The Mishnah is assuming that people get paid for sitting
in... That's the way it is.
But why? Why, Manuchak, if you get paid, you get paid. Why is it assuming that? It's the same question as we had with Mikra.
I know. I mean, are there cities, why are the cities doing it this way? That's the question.
No. Yeah, why is that the Minhag HaMakom, correct? And the answer is they're not allowed to pay for Amida, because that's a Bezayin HaMitzvah. That's answer number one. Rabbi Seima continues with the same thing. It's talking about that Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Reuven's visiting Shimon. Kidrab Shimon ben Eliakim, Zera Shema Yisha Bamida. Hachanami, Zera Shema Yisha Bishi. This is a Gemara that will come up on Membeis and Membeis. When a Gemara we're talking about a guy going into a field to pick fruit in Shemitah, and it's us of him that I know from that field, I'm not going to get involved in the details. So Shimon ben Eliakim says that we're afraid to let him in, even though he's not doing any yeser. He might stay there over time. He'll stay there too long. And if he stays there too long, it's aser. Therefore, we say you can't go in. Whatever the case is over there. So Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says, Zeira Shema Yisha Bamida. We don't let you do A, because you might take too long. And the extra, you have no heter for. Same thing here. Guy goes in standing. He stands. Minimal time for whatever the shiur or bigger chaylam is. He stands there. Once he sits down, he might stay there longer. And that longer staying is no longer the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah bigger chaylam. The extra staying is not, it's interesting, and I'm expecting questions. Why not? I don't know. The extra staying is not a mitzvah. And therefore, the fact that you're giving him the respect of staying longer is giving him hanah. You're doing a mitzvah? You did the mitzvah. You're going to stay longer than the mitzvah requires. Therefore, we say don't sit down. By standing, you'll remember that you have a limited time. By sitting, you'll stay longer. And once it's longer, it's not the mitzvah anymore.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Is this separating the benefit from the mitzvah? Are we saying the amount of benefit that is contained within the shear of the mitzvah is permissible and that's it? Or are we saying it really doesn't, that just being there long enough to fulfill the mitzvah does not really confer benefit?
No. As soon as you visit, one visits somebody, you're giving him respect, honor. That's a pleasure. But that's canceled by the fact that you're doing it for a mitzvah. Once you stay past the amount of mitzvah, then you're giving him respect without doing a mitzvah, and that's awesome.
So whatever amount of the benefit is contained within the minimum for the mitzvah is permissible here. That's
correct.
It.
Correct. Now, my problem was, if you stay for half an hour, why isn't that a bigger mitzvah for staying in 15 minutes? But that's what it seems to be saying, that there is a limit. After that, you're not doing a mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is finished.
Because he thinks you care now.
Maybe. Yes. I understood Harvey's question.
Show me, please, where in the Shitzur Shulchan Aruch speaks about how long.
I don't know.
Often
stay
and torture the guy.
What are you doing
this
for?
At that point,
it's
no longer a mitzvah. You're torturing the guy.
No, if you're torturing the guy, then it's not giving him
an awe. Yeah, I'm not getting that's when the mitzvah ends.
He's
no longer getting
hana. That's
when the mitzvah ends.
You've
overstayed your welcome.
Well, if that's true, then it wouldn't be us to stay longer. You're not giving him pleasure.
Yeah. What's the time? If he has a cold, he stays home from work. That's not cold.
No, we're talking about a guy that's in bed, incapacitated at some degree. See, I think that today, 2024, we have a different idea of a chayla. Those days, guys got sick, was in danger of dying. There was no antibiotics. There was no doctors that could heal them, anything. to recover from an illness was a major step. So people that were chayla were like a little bit more scary chayla than the guy that had the flu.
So the guy had an operation.
There was no operation.
Yeah, but today.
You get a bit of chayla, I'm sure.
Even though he's walking around and everything.
Again, we're not learning halacha of Bikkur Chayim now.
I was hoping.
Just make sure you go to the bank with it. All that. Give a good donation.
I mean, the mitzvah Bikkur Chayim does include to figure out what you can do to make.
That's the main mitzvah Bikkur Chayim.
Yeah, yeah. Make things better. It's okay. But there's an end. Once you finish it.
Okay, listen, I'm not trying to make problems. I was trying to avoid problems. Anybody say, my Dr. Rash, there is a Yisrael Yeshiva. The Nixim Mavakir is Asur in the Chayla. The Nixim of the Mavakir is Asur in the Chayla. They night Mitzchar, why are Yeshiva below Alamita? Nobody gets paid. The Yisrael Yeshiva, Ikan Noam Aruba Lechayla. The Tzarek Mitzchar, the Misha Yishas Lechokach. So he's, Rush says it better to me. I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't say this. Anybody that stays overtime gets paid, even in a city where they don't pay you for sitting down. Once you're past a certain limit, then you're entitled to get paid. And that's what we're afraid of. The guy is going to stay a little long and not charge the guy, and that's the hana. That's how the Rush learns. That once you're past the minimum shear of whatever Bikkur Chayim is, at that point, people do pay. They don't pay for yeshiva. They don't pay for amida. But for staying very long, for that the chayla pays. And therefore we're afraid you'll stay long, so therefore we said you can't do it. So far we have two pshatim. We have Shmuel's pshat, and Ibai Yisema doesn't say who says it. But they both go that it's talking about that the person that's a chayla cannot have pleasure from the mevaker. And the reason he's mutter to stand and not sit, it's either we're talking in a city where people got paid for sitting, and he's not charging, or we're talking in a city where he didn't get paid for sitting, but we're afraid you'll overstay your thing, and then you do get paid, and therefore that's us. Those are the two starts so far now. Now we're going to have a different tariff now that turns it around. Dr. Gemara, Ula Amar. La'ilam shenichse chayla asur namabakar. It's talking about that Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Reuven is the visitor. Shimon is the chayla. And Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. The question was, so why is Reuven allowed to go visit? Yes, I know I'm Drisa Seregel, which article translated of being in a sheltered place. Yes, I know of being indoors. He's not allowed to have Hanoa from Shimon. And being indoors by Shimon gives him pleasure. Right? That's how article explained it. The Rishonim called Drisa Seregel. The answer is, when Shimon made the neder, he did not mean to ban Reuven from what's good for him. Shimon never included, you're going to do things that help me with my life. Visitors help extend a person's life. I didn't include that. That's not included in when Shimon asked Reuven, and Reuven's coming to visit him. Reuven's having pleasure from being in a sheltered place. But Shimon never included that. Because Shimon wanted to have that Reuven should come and visit him. Shimon's allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. But that's not included in the neder. Because it's for the benefit of Shimon, not for the benefit of Reuven. Yes, Reuven is benefiting because he is stepping into sheltered place. But the reason he's stepping into sheltered place is giving benefit to Shimon. And when you're giving benefit to the guy, that wasn't included in the neder. He doesn't mean to include him in things that extend his life. Dr. Rush, Shenichse Chayla Asur Namavaker, Adri Michiusai, Loi Bedaita Shlihanami Menu, he did not mean that Reuven shouldn't have pleasure from him, but Dabar Shechayusa Tluyabai, something that his life depends on. Bikur Chaylam extends life. The Haidu Bikur Chaylam, Kya Chayla Nena Mikoladam Amavakarai. The Chayla gets Anah, and as was pointed out before, the main mitzvah Bikur Chaylam of those days, and even today, to make sure that the chayla is taken care of, that people are looking out for him, that if he needs something, it should be done. Those things extend life. But anything else that is chayin nefesh, that he can't accept. Now, this is a very shverer rush, achrenim, but we're talking about Reuven accepting from Shimon. Shimon didn't ask for him from things that benefit Shimon. Why would Reuven's eating and drinking benefit Shimon? Wouldn't benefit Shimon. Right? The only issue is Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. So he's allowed to visit him because that's Shimon's good. And Shimon never banned him for anything that extends his life. So what is Rush bringing in? Eating and drinking. Why in the world would I think that Reuven can eat from Shimon? How is that benefiting Shimon? What? No, I don't know what the Rush means. The Achrenim don't know what this Rush means. Shimon can have hanah from Reuven visiting him, but Shimon was allowed to have hanah from Reuven, but that allows Reuven to visit him, but it doesn't allow him to let Reuven feed him. Why not? Shimon's allowed to have pleasure from Reuven, so I'm not. They don't know what pshat in the rush is. Either do I. I'm going to leave it to that. Doesn't give my writer. Meisrei. So we ask the kasha. Chaluhu nichnas levakroi. Somebody becomes sick, you can come visit him. Chalubinai, what?
Rabbi, my correction.
Sorry, I skipped a lot. So why can't he sit? What?
Who is this
yes.
going on that Einu Yechal Lekabel Mimen? Is going on Reuven or on Shimon?
I don't know. You tell me. Because I don't understand this right.
Like it's going that Shimon can be Mekabel off of a Shia from Reuven.
Why not? Shimon is not answering enough from Reuven. Why not? It's Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can have pleasure from Reuven. That's the kasha. I don't know. The only difference is I don't feel compelled to have to figure it out because I saw that right about the kasha. They don't know, so I left them alone. So why can't he sit? If Shimon had never banned him because it's pleasurable for Shimon, so why can't Reuven sit down? Shimon benefits by him standing. Doesn't benefit more because he sits down. He didn't ban Reuven from visiting him because it's for his good. That's enough for him to stand. I don't need him sitting in my house. He can stand and take care of me and take care of the needs. So therefore, Yeshiva is included, and Amida is not included. Makes sense. So we ask the question. It says, Chaluhu, this is a Brisa, Nifnas Levakroi. He becomes sick, you can go visit him. Chalabinai, Shaila Bishuk. If his son becomes sick, then you can't go visit. Then you can only ask him in the marketplace. Now, according to Ulu, this makes perfect sense. Reuven's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon's kid is sick. Reuven can't go because Shimon didn't ban Reuven from visiting him. He didn't exclude visiting his own son. That's not how you say of Shimon. If Shimon's kid is sick and Reuven wants to visit, Reuven's having pleasure from Shimon by going into his house. And Shimon included that in the netter. The only thing that was excluded what was beneficial to Shimon. Shimon's own life, not his kid's life. So therefore, that's included in the letter. So you can't visit him. You can ask him in the street, how is your son doing? But according to Shmuel, that the chayla can't have anah from the mevaker, why can't you go visit his kid? It's a mitzvah. The same heter.
He wasn't part of the netter.
He wasn't even part of the netter. But even if he was, you can still visit him. In fact, you can buy bishlaim elu'ulah damav shenichta chayla asurna mevaker. You say he didn't ban him from what's good for his life. Shaber. Makes sense. El Shmuel, Ramab Shenichsim, Mavaka, Asurin, Alachayla. Maish no who? Maish no benai. What difference does it make?
He's happy to keep on visiting his son.
That's not his. He doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't exclude him from things that benefit his own life. Dr. Ash. Hainu the shiny bin hula benai, the michias benai adre. In fact, the son can have a dog from him. Only the father was us. And for the Gemara, Amalach, some small answers to you. Shat in the prices like Ula. Shat in the Mishnah like me. Meaning, I agree, Tula. There's a pshat in the Braisa is that talking about that the visitor can't have pleasure from the chayla. And therefore he can visit him because it's beneficial for the chayla and extends his life. But he can't visit his son because that's not beneficial for the father. That, like Ula said. And Shmuel says, I agree to that pshat. But in the Mishnah, I disagree. Why? So Shmuel, Amar Lach Masnitzen, B'shenich Shim Mevakar Asur Na'achayla. The Mishnah is the way I learned. That Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Braisa, B'shenich Shim Mevakar Asur Na'achayla. The Braisa is talking about when Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Not when Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. My Pisca, Dr. Rush, Shaderach HaBraisa Lishnas Bin Yazev, HaMishnah Bin Yazev. Since when do we say that the Braisa talks about a different case than the Mishnah? Usually, Braisas explain Mishnahs, not say their own thing. The Gemara of a Rava, Shmuel Masnissim Shisei. Shmuel had a problem with the Mishnah. Because if Ula is right, that means the case is talking about Shimon made a netter banning Reuven. Reuven's coming to visit Shimon, and the heter is because it's beneficial for Shimon for his life, so he never banned him from that. So Shmuel, I would say he can sit also. I would say in that case that Shimon didn't ban him from visiting him. He could sit also. The Mishnah says he can't sit.
Is it because there is a benefit?
Yeah, I don't understand the difference. It's enough for him to stand. It's for your life's benefit. So you didn't ban him. So from sitting, you banned him, and not from standing? Shmuel says, I don't go for that. Therefore, in the Mishnah way of differentiating between standing and sitting, I stick to my pshat. The Mavakar is usher in the Chayla, and the reason he can't sit is because they pay for yeshiva. But in the Braisa, it doesn't say a difference between standing and sitting. There, I agree to Ula. He's right, Ula. He's right in the concept that a Chayla doesn't mean to ban for his life. I agree to him. But I don't agree that there should be a difference in standing and sitting. Therefore, I can't learn the Mishnah his way. My year is the 20 Ayman of Eli Yashav. Shmami no, the Nixim of Akar Surah Al-Khayla. That's why I learned my shot in the Mishnah. Zog to Rush. Masnissing she say, I might call the Ayman of Eli Yashav, the Tavayich you say they know. Both extend life. Time of the Ula, the Kamek Mishnah, the Evshav Ami, the less lately Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't agree that since you can do it standing, you're not allowed to. He didn't mean to exclude only standing, not sitting. Shmuel said if he excluded things that are good to his life, he doesn't care standing or sitting. That's why Shmuel rejects Ula's shot in the Mishnah. However, in the Braisa, there's no difference standing and sitting. He's willing to learn like Ula. Why not? That's the Gemara. Okay, now we enter. I got it to Gemara. I'm a Rava. I'm a Rishakish. Rem is Lubikur Chayla Bin Atoyer Minayan. Where do we have an explicit reference to Bikur Chayla? Meaning, there is a Drash in Masechta Bab Metzia that learns on Bikur Chayla from the word Esaderech Yehuchu Boy. The Gemara Darshan's Yehuchu Boy means to go visit. That's a mitzvah to visit. But that's not explicit. That's a Drash. Rishakish wants to find a place where the Torah talks about visiting more explicitly, visiting the sick. What? That'd be a nice thing to say, but it doesn't say visiting there. That was Rashi's shot there. It doesn't say he came to visit the Chayla. Because Al Darshan, by Yehra Shem Avram, but after the Chayla.
What the puzzle that you quote is from regarding what kind of Indian?
It's talking about all the extra things we should do. People should be involved in burials. People should be involved in bigger chaylam. People should be involved. So it's not explicit. It's drashin from the word yehuba. This is more explicit. Shnemar. This is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and Kairach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if Kairach dies a natural death, then Hashem didn't send me. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu said that, he said as follows. If Kairach kemais kol adam, if these people die a natural death, uf kudas kol adam, what is if kudas kol adam yipaken aleya? If they die a natural death, uf kudas kol adam yipaken aleya. So Rish Lakish says it means and people visit them. If they die a natural death and people who die a natural death get visited before they die, so then Hashem didn't send me. by him saying, and people would visit them, he's saying that there's a mitzvah to visit them. Why is he mentioning, if they die a natural death and people visit them, that's a reference that there's a mitzvah to visit. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Of kudas kalad, my mashma, amaravim, kabais kaladim yimusimela. They die a regular death. Chein chaylin umutalim barisasam. They're sick and in bed. Right? And ubnei adim evakrinaisam. And people visit them. Ma briya saimrim? Vashem shalchani. What are the people going to say? Hashem didn't send me. Lizeh. I don't know what Lizeh is doing. The shalchu Lizeh. Hashem didn't send him.
Talking about people on their deathbed. That's
about
all people are.
Bigger chayim is to visit the sick. The reference in the Torah is talking about people that are dying, correct?
And that's what real bigger chayim is.
No, that's your own drasha. You said it as a statement.
I know.
But the
reference
is
the
most people in here.
Again, I'm trying to explain again one more time that in those days, people that were in their sick in bed were on their deathbed.
Otherwise, people didn't get...
It didn't happen.
They didn't get stuck in bed unless they were dying.
I didn't say that. The Gemara says most people recover, even in those days. But there was a good minority that didn't recover.
It's not exclusive.
Yes. Dr. Rashi. Remez the Bikur Chayim Matayim Minayim Pirish. Remez Mefurish. The Rosh is bothered. We have a Remez. A Remez Mefurish, more explicit. The Dershin Elayim B'Yelchuba ain't a Mefurish. The Drash of Yelchuba is not Mefurish. Weiter. So think about Weiter. Darish Rava. Now once we brought in Kairach's story, we'll be spending time on Kairach's story. So it said over there, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Bria Yivra Hashem, Hashem will create a creation. And the ground will open its mouth and swallow them. Then you'll know that whatever I did is from Hashem. Now the Gemara wants to know what is Bria Yivra Hashem. What is the double Lashon? In Bria Yivra. In Yivra Hashem. What's in Bria Yivra Hashem? What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he doubles it? In Bria Yivra. In Yivra Hashem. Dr. Glar. In Bria Gehenna Mutav. If Gehenna exists, fine. In Lav Yivrasha. My Rabbeinu is saying, I don't know if there's Gehenna. This is the Pshat Nimar now. I don't know if there's Gehenna. If there is, fine. If not, Hashem, please create Gehenna for Kairach. In Bria, it's good. If it's already created, fine. If not, Yivrasha. Dr. Gemara, it's not true. Ain't he? But time Yeshiva Dvar, Nibrukhaim Shinibrahila. Seven things were created before the world was created, meaning they were in place when the world was created. Eluay, Tyra, Tshuva, Gan Eden, that's where we go, Merch Hashem, that's where we hope to go. Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means, the throne of honor, Beit HaMikdash, Ushmai Shom Mashiach, and the existence of the Mashiach. And we're going to make a pasuk that they were all there before the world. Moshe knew it. Correct. Tyra, Dachsiv, Hashem, Kanani, Rachel, Darka. Hashem formed me, I don't know how he translates Kanani, at the beginning of his road, at the beginning of creation. Tshuva, Dachsiv, Baterim, Harim, Yuladu, Batchel, Lehet, to the table. Before the mountains were created and Hashem established the world, Tashav, Enes, Hadaka, he had in place the fact that a person can do tshuva. Gan Eden, Dachsiv, how does he translate Adaka?
Pope.
What?
To pulp.
Man,
you return man to pulp. Like mush.
Oh, yeah. Ganeden the Siv Ayuta Hashem Elohim Gan Beiden. Mikedem. Mikedem means from before. Ganeden the Siv Ki Aruch Me'atzmo. Prepared from yesterday to Fata. Where people who get seduced go. Which means Ganeden.
Direction.
That's what it's saying here. Correct. It's four before. Kisi covered the Siv Nochin Kasaka Mayaz. Your Kasaka was prepared from then, meaning before the world. Beis HaMikdash Siv Kisi covered Mara Merishin. How does he translate that pasuk?
Just say
translate. What's the, how does he translate that pasuk?
With the aruf?
No. He said Kavod Mara Merishin.
The throne is established from old.
And that's going to the Beit HaMikdash, I guess. I wonder if anybody says anything. How that tells me that it's going to the Beit HaMikdash. What does he say? Oh, it says Malkim Mikdashenu. The rest of the pasuk is Malkim Mikdashenu, also established from before. And Shemayisha Mashiach, the Siv Yishmai Laila. So obviously, Moshe knew there was a Gehenna. So what does he mean if there's a Gehenna? Gehenna was prepared before the world started. Look, Rashi. Rashi.
Gracious, it says that.
That what?
Because
it opens,
says if you
left
it to
Shukaso,
doesn't Rashi say that?
Rashi might say it's Gehenna, but it doesn't say a word in the pasuk about Gehenna. Dr. Rashi, Arachim asked Mohanu Kaidim Shnevraelam. The Fata Hainu Gehenna. Shukam is Fata Mi Yitzray, once again, seduced with his Yitzhar and Naifusha. Tasha Vedesh Adaka, the Kwada Kamexi, the term Hav Miladu, before the mountains were born, but Chaylin, you established Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, so what did Moshe mean with Embriya Yivrashem? It can't mean if Gehenna exists, if Gehenna exists, fine, if not. Gehenna exists. And for the Gemara, you know what it means? Elo Hachikamar. Yivru a Puma Mutav. If it has an opening to this world, fine. Vimlav Yivrashem. If not, then Hashem created an opening. Maybe he should have a direct line from here, right into Gehenna. Dr. Gemara, but it's not true, but Chsiv Enko causes Takas HaShemesh. Hashem doesn't create new things now. All created. Either if there's an opening, there's an opening. If not, one is not getting created. So what is Moshe asking for? And for the Gemara, you're right. Hachikama. Ihachal le mikrav puma, mahachal likrav. If the opening is not here, let it come here. That's not creating, that's moving. Wherever the opening for Gehenna is, let it move over here. It exists. There's an opening in this world for Gehenna.
There are a few or just one?
The Gemara in Sukkah says there are three, I believe. But let it come here. So it was a transfer. It wasn't a move. It wasn't a new creation. Fine.
What does Moshe Mashiach actually mean?
I said the existence of Mashiach. That there's going to be a Mashiach.
It's not literally his name. That it will be...
That's what I understood it as. How does he translate from Moshe Mashiach? Does he explain it? Do you have a note?
Unbelievable
stuff.
More than you ever used. because you don't use it as much as some of us. Without it, we may not be fruitful.
Bye,
Gary. I think you were from before Art School.
Yeah, but it's a whole different Madriga.
Yeah, I can't argue with you. I mean, it's an unreal thing. That's the my bite to our daughter, Shrava Barbara Law, Abra Yitzchak. My deceiver said in the passage, Shemesh Yereach Amad Zvula. The sun and the moon stood. Zvul is the name of a sky. There are seven levels of sky, Gemara says in Chagiga. And Zvul is level number 3, I believe. And usually the Shemesh and Yereach are in level number 2. So the question is, what is it doing in level number 3? The Shemesh and Yereach, the Zvul Maboyin. What are they doing in the Zvul? They're in the second sky. So the Gemara Melamed, Sha'alu Shemesh and Yereach, Merkiel and Zvul. They went up. The Amru Lefanov, and they said, Rabbi Nishloilam, Master of the Universe. Imato Isadin Leben Amram Anu Meirin. If you help Moshe Rabbeinu and the Machlokes of Korach, we'll go do our job. Then Lav Eino Meirin. If not, we're not going to give up light. Hashem threw arrows and spears at them. Every day they bow down to you, the Goyim. The Atamirim, and you don't have any problem giving light. For my honor, you don't make a macha. You don't say you won't give light if I don't take care of the Avdeh and the Zara. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, you do. So they have to go back down and give light. So what happened is, Dr. Mefarish, she's the only one that explains it. They start refusing every day the light to shine because people serve them as Avdeh Zara. So now they got the Musar and they said, you're right. We're not going to shine as long as people worship us. So every day, the Rabbi Hashem has to force them to shine. They go to the light of your arrows. No rush. There's no rush. The pshat I just said is the mefarish. Why do they have to be every day? Because they heard from the Rabbi Nishleilam that he said, you're not making for my covenant. So they started making for the covenant. And every day they say, we're not going to go out. They're serving us. So the Rabbi Nishleilam sends arrows to make them light every day.
What does that have to do with the
No, because that shows us they went to complain. They went up a level. Meaning they belong in the Rikia. When they went to make a Makar, they went up to the Zvul to say, hello, we're not doing this.
Are they still there?
No, they're back in Rikia.
Is this literal?
I have no idea.
Rick wasn't there. I don't know. Well, after Rick, no, he wasn't there.
See, I'm going to say something to get myself into trouble. What does that mean, the Shemesh and Yereach say they're not going to light? Who are the Shemesh and Yereach? They have decision-making power.
The ones who fought about different sizes.
Again, that also doesn't make any sense.
The Mitzvah Mashiach, when there won't be any more of the Zara, things will change, and if we go back to original light.
Again, that's not the point here. I'm saying, who are the Shemesh and Yereach that are complaining?
Maybe at that time they had more power.
Whatever it is. Okay, so whatever it is. That's the answer to your question.
Someone told me that. And I'm not listening to you. At that time they were not like our time.
And I'll say it one more time. What does it mean the Shemesh and Yereach complain? I have a shot, but nobody else. For my Rebbe, but nobody else.
How about pre-Osapri? How about that?
Everything. Every kasha, right.
What's the answer to Rebbe?
Well, I have a smile for my Rebbe, but everybody in this room, I'm not even going to say. What does that mean? Eitzai Tzipri. What does that mean? Trees have Bechira?
Right.
Taste
the same taste.
What?
They argue with each other.
What does that mean?
We're just asking more questions. We're not getting any answers.
So my Rebbe had a whole different mouth. It's not for now. It's not for now.